Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Today, the mystical power of the adaptogens, what this really means. I don't do a lot of show on herbs, and the reason is certainly not because I don't use them, certainly not because I don't passionately believe in them, but because I think the context in which most people are taught about herbs, that being the average civilian, I think fails to do herbal medicine a justice. And by that I mean that usually the public is given a notion that what you do is take your symptom and then do a little search on which herbs can help your symptom. And I'm not knocking that. I don't want to say that I'm knocking it. It's just that in my experience over 20 years, often that doesn't work. I've consistently, despite being associated with, I think, some of the great herbalists of present day or nutritionists, I think by and large, all too often, I think there's a more profound, simple, and yet complex at the same time answer to how does the average public understand the way they're supposed to use herbs. Now, certainly in 60 minutes, I can't do even a hundredth of the gamut of knowledge required to kind of get a sense of this. So what I've done today is I've picked one type of herb, an herb called an adaptogen. And I don't mean an herbal product named adaptogen. I mean a group of herbs called adaptogens. So when you hear the names of herbs like ginseng and reishi and deer antler and cordyceps and ashwagandha and royal jelly and rhodiola and maca and fleece flower and so on and so forth. It's herbs like that that we've given this sort of catch-all phrase called adaptogens. And what an adaptogen is, well, there's a lot of opinions about what that actually means, but when herbs stress that they have benefits that are in the long and high numbers, there's dozens of benefits to these herbs, from increasing your stamina, to enhancing your ability to withstand stress, to improving sexual function, to boosting immunity. I think some of you know what I'm talking about. These herbs generally are catchphrased into the term adaptogen or adaptogenic herbs. Now, of course, on the pictures on the website, I've got more in-depth explanations. So if you're new to the show, please, if you can, get to the website. I teach these conceptual shows in one-hour segments. We've got 301 of them on my website, and that's at straighttalk.cc, not .com, but .cc, and that's Straight Talk with two T's. So if you can get to the pictures, please do, because I can explain so much more with the pictures. If you're driving or multitasking and you can't, please, when you can, listen to the show again. These shows are designed to listen to them more and more. And the increase in the number of times you hear the show, I guarantee you, you'll hear things you didn't hear the first time. These shows are designed like a complex web. And that's because these topics run deep. So we'll give you a shot today at the mystical power of the adaptogens. Traditionally, we're interested in reishi, ginseng, deer antler, cordyceps, ashwagandha, because in the folklore, in the alchemy, in the long history of these herbs, they're supposed to confer to the user these incredible benefits, almost miraculous turnarounds in health, or in terms of anti-aging, or the return of sexual function, or mental powers, connection with God on levels that without that herb you just couldn't have, so on and so forth, that in the folklore, we call it folklore. I'm going to challenge that. But in the fabled traditions over hundreds of years of the uses of these groups of herbs, is the potential that the user will have conferred to them, bestowed to them, these special, special benefits like no other herb. So you can talk about milk thistle, and you can talk turmeric, and you can talk about garlic, and you can talk about cayenne. Those are not adaptogenic herbs. Now, there's a gentleman, an herbalist. He's in his 70s now. His name's Ron Teagarden. Some of you know that name. I learned from him years ago, amongst quite a list of herbalists over 20-something years. But Ron Teagarden had a slant on it that I thought was fascinating. It certainly fascinated me. I was in my mid-20s when I started studying with him. And Teagarden's notion was that the adaptogenic herbs, the reishis, the ginsengs, the deer antlers, the cordyceps, the ashwagandhas, the macas, the rhodiolas, so on and so forth, that if you really knew what you were doing with those herbs, and you did some other things, which we'll get into in a moment, that if you combined into your health practice the use of these adaptogenic herbs, well, then your health would just exist on another level, and the rest of herbal medicine, well, it really wasn't quite that important then. Not that it wasn't important, but it really wasn't where, if you were interested in radiant health, you should be putting your time, energy, and money. Because if you could make relationship, if you could adapt your physiology to the deep higher benefits of the adaptogenic herbs, well, then you could have incredible levels of health. So in the folklore, in the tradition, in the way Ron Teagarden often taught it, that if you planned on living to 120 years old, having all your marbles intact, siring children until you were 100, it would behoove you to get some understanding and develop some relationship with the adaptogenic herbs. And of course, any of you who have dabbled with the adaptogens know the incredible diversity in the commercial market, the span of these herbs from, well, you can pick up ginseng at your local 7-Eleven on the front counter, Korean ginseng, for $1 a bottle. I've personally seen small amounts of ginseng sold for as much as $20,000 cash, a stalk of ginseng for $20,000 to $30,000. Growing up in New York's Chinatown, there was always going to acupuncture school in New York City, watching Ron Teagarden years ago do his amazing thing with herbs. You would see people come in and buy stalks of ginseng for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. And then if you talk to the older herbalists, whether they were American like Teagarden or Asian, Chinese, etc., if you really talk to the guys that use these things, I mean extensively, you'd bear testimony to the fact that these things are sold like gold. And if then you study them just from the standpoint of science, you start to get a sense of why they're sold like gold. So welcome to the mystical power of the adaptogens, what this really means. And why do I give it this title? Because the folklore or the history of these herbs says that if you know what you're doing with these herbs, plan on living to 200 years old. Plan on living to 300 years old. Plan on being fertile at 100. Plan on looking 40 years old when you're 100 years old. And of course, like modern man, modern scientific, technologically oriented man tends to do, we kind of chuckle at these things and go, well, they must be worth something. They just might make me feel a little better. I guess I'll give it a whirl. It comes well referenced or well recommended by the local herbalist or by the radio host or whoever. And we're going to give these things a whirl. And then when we hear in the marketing of these herbs that, well, that guy that lived to 200 in China so many years ago, he was cultivating his own reishi and he was picking his own wild herbs and he swore by the special blend of these magical mushrooms or whatever he was doing, the old beekeeper, beekeepers have a tradition of living well into their late 90s. And of course, there's this notion that that beekeeper is cultivating his hive, knows all the secrets, knows how not to cut corners, and his royal jelly is conferring to him something unknown to modern science. This is the folklore around the herb. The question becomes, what does this mean to you? How do you stand on it? How much money are you going to spend? You're going to go out and buy yourself a $10,000 stalk of ginseng tomorrow? All right. Hopefully you can get to the website so you can see some of these pictures. Okay, an adaptogenic herb. Number one, often it's going to connect to your glandular system. It's going to do something for the glands. For instance, deer antler. When we say deer antler, we have to distinguish between deer antler velvet and deer antler. Those are two different herbs. One is the fuzz on the baby antler. That fuzz is kind of shaved off, and that gives you deer antler velvet. This is different than the actual horn of the stag, ground up after it falls off, ground up, no, the animals are not harmed, but ground up and turned into tincture or powder or whatever. But when you're talking deer antler, we know because we've studied it. You know, science, as it sells these things to the American public, science studies them. Of course, the mistake, and I'll argue this later, is that once science studies it, science thinks it understands it. I can tell you, coming at this from all angles over two decades, meaning trying to understand the science, trying to understand the Eastern medicine behind it. See, a Chinese medical doctor, meaning someone who has studied Chinese medicine and herbology, is going to use the herb with a completely different mindset than a scientist who owns an herbal company that suggests that you use the herbs this way. You're going to get two different uses. And yeah, they'll overlap, but they're still going to be very, very different. And then the third group that's going to see it very differently are people who use it. In other words, clinicians, doctors of sorts, herbalists, who are going to use the herb to help people. And then you're going to get a difference between those using the herb to help people who are healthy and help people who are sick. So you got to qualify. But one mistake science makes all too often is it goes in, it writes complicated books on the pharmacology of these herbs. And in fact, we don't understand beans about them. I would spend my money listening to a great Chinese herbalist any day over an American or any scientist. Because the scientists are only tapping in to the smallest part of the chemistry of the herbs. And as we've unfolded the science behind the herbs over the last two, three, four decades, we found that the science, we don't even have the science to understand these things. Which leads us then to question whether or not the folklore of the herb, claiming that the herb could bestow incredible benefits, could make you live to 150, 200 years old in radiant health. Well, if we don't know the science, how can we limit then the potential of the herb? Perhaps it's not folklore. Perhaps there was some ecosystem in which these herbs were grown. Perhaps there's some internal discipline, some internal health practice that accommodates these herbs, that opens up special chemical force within the herb, that science leaves out when it studies it. Things to think about. But in general, an adaptogen is going to go after and try to create some relationship within the endocrine system, your glandular system. So deer antler, we know, will increase the growth, increase the rate of secretion, production of growth hormone, HGH, human growth hormone, which now, of course, we synthesize biochemically. We synthesize it in the lab and inject it into you. That's what we do. When deer antler's been studied, and clearly deer antler velvet will enhance the rate at which you make your human growth hormone. That's, again, a hormone stimulated by an adaptogen. Now, cordyceps, the fabled cordyceps, we're going to get into that in a little more detail in a moment. Cordyceps greatly enhances adrenal